remember, you know, not to flash you back, but we went through a couple of years together during the COVID lockdowns, dealing with mandates and forced vaccinations, forced testing, masks, distance, all the things that I came out almost immediately in January, February 2020 saying, slow down, slow the roll. This is a new version of a flu. You're going to be fine. And there was enough evidence and science, as you know, Eric Scott and I talked through death counts and who was really vulnerable, etc. And I warned about this egregious government overreach. Well, it happened. Then it turns out the government lied. They lied about the efficacy of the vaccine. They literally, when I tell you this, from Fauci's own mouth, made up the 6 feet of distance. Now, most credible medical sources admit the masks did absolutely nothing, yet we suffered. One mom in particular was not only hauled out of a school board meeting, she is being criminally charged for not wearing a mask. You got to see the picture of her arrest. She joins me now, Gwyneth Mary. Gwyneth, welcome to the show. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. Thanks for having me.
So quick, tell me your story. You were an advocate for your kids over the mask issue. You ended up being prosecuted.
That's right. And they're continuing this defiant trespass and having a two-day trial in Cranford Municipal Court to prosecute me.
Go back to the original issue. How did this start?
Sure. So I have a son with autism and other special needs, and in particular him, but all children. You know, we knew almost immediately that common sense would tell you that these kids wearing cloth masks from Target and Old Navy, that's not doing anything to stop the spread of COVID, right?
Right.
And I went to the Board of Education meeting starting 8 months prior to my arrest. I was unmasked at every single...
And what town was this?
This is Cranford.
In Cranford. Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, Union County.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Every single Board of Ed meeting, I was unmasked in a protest, a First Amendment protest, saying that my child should be unmasked. They were ignoring his specialist notes. They were, you know, my vision of the Board of Education and the superintendent is that they're the lowest level and they're supposed to be the ones who are helping you with your children. And they didn't do anything to help my kid. I feel like I did what I was supposed to do. I did everything. You know, I started with the teacher, the principal, went up the chain. But what, you know, we have here is these rogue superintendents and school boards who are pushing their own agenda on parents. We knew, even at the time of my arrest, which was March 7th, 2022, that masking was harming children.
Right.
We had protests across the state and literally across the country showing pictures of the harm that was happening and having studies. So I filed a lawsuit alleging a violation of my First Amendment rights to speak after the Board of Education canceled the speaking portion of the January 2022 meeting because I was unmasked. And the same day that they were served with my federal litigation suit, which was February 14, 2022, they had me arrested.
So you were arrested at the meeting. Amazing.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
So what's happened since then? Now, 2022, most of the world was over COVID. They're like, we're done now.
Right.
we're done, we're over. You're getting arrested 2022 for not wearing a mask at a Board of Ed meeting. So what was the end? Now the civil suit was thrown out. Is that right?
So the civil suit made it all the way to the United States Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court did not grant certiorari, and that means that they didn't take the case. So unfortunately, we're stuck with the Third Circuit ruling.
So let me understand, though, Gwyneth, whose suit made it to the Supreme Court?
That was, I sued directly the Cranford Board of Education, the superintendent.
I see. Okay. So yeah. You were stuck with the Third Circuit, which said you were wrong.
Yes. Okay. Unfortunately. Yep. Unfortunately.
And now they're charging you with trespassing.
Right. Defiant trespass was what I was charged with. And, you know, in my mind, look, that's like a $70 ticket, and Cranford is now, you know, taking 2 days to have a trial, and that's my tax dollars at work.
Wow. And what are you facing if you are convicted?
So I'm a lawyer, and obviously this is purely political.
Of course it is. Really. It's disgusting.
And right. It's just politically motivated. The fact is that I honestly think, you know, they're looking to go after my livelihood, my license.
Yeah. So that's where they don't want to put you in jail. They want to take away your license.
Right. I think that's the ultimate goal.
Yeah. When is the trial? The first day is the 11th?
The first day is Friday. This Friday.
This Friday. All right. What time are you in court?
9 o'clock in the morning till 4:30 in the
morning. Gwyneth, Ron has my cell phone. Please call me or text me right after the trial. Let me know what happens. I want to be able to write about this. I want the public to know about it. I want to be helpful to you. And then we'll have you back on before day two. Common sense should prevail here. There should be no judge in New Jersey that goes against you on this. This is the height of absurdity, standing unmasked at a public meeting, defending your child who has autism, with the experts saying, get the mask off this kid, you're harming him. Any mom in the state would stand up for their kid like that. You are a courageous hero. I appreciate you. We are with you 100%. Whatever I can do to help you, I want you to reach out. So let's talk Friday after you get out of court.
Okay, great. Thanks so much, Bill. I appreciate it.
Gwyneth, thank you. I really appreciate you. Best to Ron.